This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be catching up with Jennifer Long. Of course, you're the owner of Zen Wellness. Thank you so much for taking the time to check in with us to have a chat all about, I suppose, taking care of ourselves. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Louise, and thanks for asking me to come on. It's a pleasure.
Not at all. Now, of course, you're the owner of Zen Wellness, a Reiki grandmaster, manifestation expert, a sound healer, feng shui consultant, international intuitive healer, and Zen Wellness retreats creator as well. Can you tell me a little bit about your brand and the work that you do?
Yeah, so it started about 15 years ago. I was working as a PA to lots of different CEOs in Ireland, and I saw the level that they were operating at, and I was like, I'm always inspired by really successful people. So I was kind of watching them and their rituals and how they treated people, how they ran on very little sleep, how they made big decisions. And I really got into wellness by being inspired by some of the CEOs that I supported. So I got big into morning rituals, making sure that I was meditating, making sure that I was eating all the right foods, and just making sure that I had really, really good rituals put in place to keep myself operating at a good level. And plus, working as a PA, I needed to always be on the ball and make sure that I was looking after their diaries, booking the right flights, making sure that they were at their conferences, at their different talks and stuff. So I needed to make sure that my mind was sharp and I was operating at a high level. So got really big into meditating, morning rituals, self-care. And then it kind of took off from there. Because I say that I'm like a wellness junkie. I just keep jumping on courses and learning things, going on different retreats myself, and get big into affirmations, big into making sure that I'm enjoying myself along the journey, that not to take things too serious. And that's where the law of attraction kind of comes in, where I'm big into teaching people about the law of attraction and making sure that they're prioritizing their well-being and making sure that they're like laughing, joking, keeping up their meditation practices, making sure that they're like putting themselves first, if that's going for a walk or if that's going for a facial or just doing something to make themselves feel really good again. Because we can all get wobbly and we can all kind of fall off track, and it's about how do we pick ourselves back up again and how do we not stay down for too long and get our energy, get our vibrations back up again. So I'm just really passionate about using my intuition with different clients as well, making sure that I'm listening to them, reading their energy, and then kind of tweaking things to help them to feel good within themselves. So it all depends on who I'm working with, whose energy I'm in, and then I can kind of adapt and tweak things as I'm going. So, but I'm big into good karma, paying it forward, making sure that I'm always trying to help other people, because I just noticed over the last 15 years, it just continues to come back again. Mm-hmm. Everything is like multiplied, and when I pay it forward or help someone, it's just like a boomerang comes straight back to you, and I get a buzz, and I love seeing it all come back.
That's amazing. Maybe you can explain to us, you know, some of the therapies that you're interested in, like Reiki and Feng Shui, to our listeners, and why they're really important as well. You sound like somebody who kind of, you know, takes everything in her stride. And as we mentioned earlier, you know, I suppose just being able to take time for yourself and to relax and, you know, not to be as busy as we all are sometimes. You know, we're running from A to B and we're checking our phones 24/7 and we're trying to help everybody and be everything to everyone. But sometimes you just need to mind yourself.
Yeah, so Reiki really works for me, and it works for a lot of people. But sometimes if it's like energy work and you can't see energy, sometimes people find energy work kind of hard to believe or understand. A lot of people need to see things to believe it. But Reiki is an energy that comes from a universal life force energy. And there's lots of different Reiki teachers and lots of different lineages. So I focus on the Dr. Yashui lineage because it's worked for me, and I got into that about 15 years ago. And what it is, we have like 7 main chakras, and if we've lost somebody or gone through trauma or gone through pain, sometimes one of our seven main chakras might have stopped spinning or might have like a little void or a little block around it. And what I noticed through an hour's Reiki session is that the energy is back again and it's spinning. All the chakras are spinning in the right direction. And people say that their sleep has improved. They have more clarity. They have like a bounce in their step. Their spark is back in their eyes. And when I started to go for Reiki sessions myself, I could notice a huge difference in my mood, how my mindset, like how I was getting up really early in the morning. I was waking up, jumping out of the bed. And then I started to train in Reiki. And then it just took off from there. And I'm absolutely, but I do think our energy, what energy we're putting out to the world is huge. But I do, that's how I got into feng shui, was because our energy is what we carry around with us every single day of the week. Yeah. But what happens when we come home and we live with people and maybe our energies aren't matched, or maybe we live with someone who's quite negative and we're trying to work on our energy, but the people that we surround ourselves with or the environments that we're in, mm-hmm. maybe they're not as supportive and they are pulling down our energy. So that's, I trained then in feng shui, and that's all about making sure that the energy is in the best place that it can possibly be in by making a few little tweaks around the house. And a lot of people who are into feng shui think, oh God, I'm going to have to spend a fortune, because to get like a feng shui consultant in can cost anywhere up to like 3,000-4,000 euros. Wow. So I try to make my feng shui like courses and tips like affordable, that there's things that you can change around in your house. Like if you move 27 things around in your house, or like throw out 27 things that you don't need, instantly the energy in your house is going to lift. If you clear the clutter from any corners, a lot of us have a room that we just throw everything in. But if you tidy that up and clear clutter and make sure there's no dust in the house, they're easy things that will lift the energy in the house straight away. So like I'm making sure that the cooker is spotless clean, because they say that the cooker in feng shui is like a portal for our money to come in. So if you have a big dinner and leave like splashes of dinner all over the cooker and go to bed and then clean it the next day, that isn't the best feng shui. But if you make sure that your kitchen is clean, especially the cooker before you go to sleep, they say that's like a magnet for money to come in. So there's lots of cool little tips that I try to share with people to help their energy, like true energy healing, but then also help the energy in their homes, and then having morning rituals to get their energy into the best place as soon as they wake up. Because if we build up our energy first thing in the morning, that energy is going to carry out throughout the day. And if other people are in a bad mood, or if other people are, you know, their behavior, maybe it's someone in traffic and they cut you off and you can tell they're not in a great mood, and that can instantly affect your energy. But if you're doing morning rituals and meditating, affirmations, getting out into nature for a walk, you know, paying for someone's coffee in the morning, that can instantly change the frequency of your day and you're like flying for the rest of the day. But sometimes we can have a negative start to our day, and then we notice sometimes that more negativity, kind of, it's like the domino effect.
Yeah.
It's like one negative thing after another negative thing. So I try to grab the energy of the day first thing in the morning, wake up before the kids, wake up before my husband, and work on my own energy. And then I notice if I meditate, I'm a nicer person to be around.
Okay.
I'm giving out better energy. I say that meditation is my medication. So like years ago, I would have been on antidepressants, and I would have found being a very sensitive soul and being very sensitive to other people's energies. And my doctor prescribed me antidepressants. And I like, now it's getting out into nature. It's having morning rituals. It's minding my mind, making sure that I'm doing things that lift me up, making sure that I don't just go to rituals if I'm going through a tough time, that I'm just consistent with them every morning. And then that builds up my vibration throughout the week, throughout the month. And I haven't taken medication like 14 years. and it works for me. I'm not saying it's what everybody should do, but I've just found little systems in my own life to put myself first, and then everybody gets the benefit when I'm in a good mood. My relationships are better, my mood with my kids are better, my relationship with my husband is better once I'm in a good mood and laughing and joking and messing and having fun along the way.
It all makes so much sense. And I can really tell that you're so passionate about what you do. Of course, Jennifer, I'd love to have you chat with you for another 10 or 15 minutes, but I hope that you'll come back again to talk to us and explain more about what you do. If people want to check you out online, or even if they want to maybe follow some of your resources, where's the best place that they can find you?
Instagram wellness_. I am Zen Jen.
Oh, well, listen, Jennifer, we wish you all the best with your fantastic retreats. No doubt people will be wanting to find out more as well after our chat. But listen, I hope you have a great evening, and it's been so lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Louise. Thanks so much.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.